This is Zoom Zoom.
Simplicity keeps it flowing on above red, dragging out, taking my time to explore.
Zoom Zoom by Juno Is. Hello, Juno Is slash Mac. How are you?
Hello, I am good. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you in the studio today. That's an oldie, but you have got a new, very cool tune out called Imitation, and I know you're working on a bunch of new music. What's been happening in the world of Juno Is?
Well, I have been chipping away at an album. It kind of begun last year, mid last year. I'm like 8 tracks deep.
Oh, nice.
Maybe a bit less. Yeah, it's great fun.
One's currently on the cutting room floor, maybe.
Yeah. So I'm in Roundhead next weekend, kind of finishing off some songs, and yeah, it's just a slow process, but really enjoying it.
Are you a music, then lyrics, lyrics, then music type of a person? Are you a wait till you get in the studio and let the muse hit you kind of a writer? What's it like for you when you're trying to work out a track or an album?
I'm usually song then lyrics. I kind of feel out the song and then sit and journal, or like just blurt out words. I'll listen to the track over and over and just blurt out words for like half an hour, and then just pick sentences and like throw it all together. And a lot of my songs don't make sense, but it's kind of the feeling
yeah,
that
yeah,
I like
yeah.
to capture more than the
yeah.
the flow of the lyrics, or yeah.
I mean, it's poetry, isn't it?
It's poetry. It can be
whatever you want it to be. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you've been working with on these new tracks. What's your crew looking like?
Pretty much it's me and D. Stevens. He is engineering and producing the album. And we were in Christchurch before Christmas at his friend's place. His name's Thomas Isbister. And we were recording there. And he was playing on a lot of the stuff and writing like drum parts and bass parts. So I'm kind of giving away more creative freedom with this album. I'm trying to make it more collaborative and make it less about myself.
Yeah, that must be quite a freeing thing to kind of give over that control a wee bit.
Yeah, totally. And it's just cool to see the songs develop with more perspective and more taste.
Mm.
It's been pretty beautiful.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So you were based down in Dunedin until relatively recently. You've been in Auckland for a wee while now.
Yeah.
But I guess the last time we talked music, you were down south. Yeah. So what was the switch about for you? Did it feel like the right time or?
I felt like I wasn't getting the right push in Dunedin that I needed in order to create this album. And I just felt like there was so much diversity in Auckland in the scene, and a lot of room to just do whatever I want and just explore. I just felt really kind of isolated in Dunedin, and I was a bit lost, and I just needed, more around me.
Yeah, and has it felt like that, the process of making music up here? Is it starting? I mean, it's been a weird world, you know?
Yeah.
But has it started to feel a little bit like what you were hoping for?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I'm feeling quite inspired, especially living in a new city. I feel like it allows a lot of new perspective to come about, and like going to gigs to bands I've never seen before. It's like such an inspiring process, you know, and it kind of makes me go home and go, shit, I could like, you know, create this genre that I've never like created before.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So with the process of creating this album, I'm interested in the fact that you say like songs don't necessarily, like the lyrics is the secondary, like important thing. But do you feel like there is an overall theme or an idea or something that you find yourself tapping into a little bit when you're thinking about these songs?
I guess so. I guess it's like I usually write about the present moment and what I'm experiencing internally. With my emotions and my experiences. And I guess the album is translating my move to Auckland and the emotional process with that and like my personal growth and change. But I never think too hard about it. I just try and let it happen, and I try and just let whatever's in me come out into the song.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like overthink it or like try and perfect it to like come across as this amazing thing. I just want it to be raw and I want people to perceive it their own way, how they want.
Totally.
Yeah.
Keeping it loose a little
bit. Yeah, keeping it loose for sure. A little bit abstract.
Nice. You got a great video for this new track, Imitation, made with Ezra from Earth Tongue and Softbait and many excellent music videos from around the town. Tell us a wee bit about the process of making this.
So I got New Zealand On Air funding for that.
Shout out NZ On Air.
Which is awesome. I've worked with Ezra before on Floating. That was shot in, I think, like 2020, 21. And I just thought, you know, Ezra's great to work with. And the film look is just so stunning and makes it quite dreamy. And I was just like, you know, I'm in Auckland. So I kind of hit him up, and then we just had some planning sessions, and I kind of said to him, like, I want to have, like, colours that tie in together. I want it to be a vibe. I don't want it to be this crazy big thing where we have to, like, shoot in heaps of locations. So we just shot it in one day and, built this box.
Cool.
something a bit strange that catches the eye. It was just a really fun, cruisy process and low stress.
Sounds like a dream way to make a project.
Yeah.
With a mate, in a day, no stress.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think we should have a listen to the new song now. When can we expect album stuff to be starting to look like it's ready?
So I'm assuming the second song will come out in May sometime with another video, also NZ On Air funded. So I'm going to go shoot the video in April, and then probably the album at the end of the year, hopefully.
Nice.
All going to plan.
Cool.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good plan. You can you can stick to it as much as the world lets you.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Mac, for coming in and having a chat.
Thank you.
Brand new from Juno is, it's called Imitation.
Thank you.